But we do have some information about Senator Barack Obama. He was at center stage last night at the 99th annual NAACP conference in Cincinnati. Here's a bit of that speech.
We've got to demand more responsibility from Washington. We've got to push aside those special interests and let the voices of the American people ring out. But you know what? We also have to demand more from ourselves. Now, I know there's some who've been saying I've been too tough talking about responsibility. NAACP, I'm here to report. I'm not going to stop talking about it.
Now, Barack Obama was talking to an audience that was well aware of the dust-up last week over comments made by civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, in which Jackson accused Obama of talking down to black people. For the most part, Obama, though, gave a standard stump speech where he covered issues that affect all Americans, health care, education, the economy. Joining us is Essence Magazine senior editor Patrick Henry Bass. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Adore and John.
Good morning, Patrick.
What was the significance, if any, of Obama's speech in front of the NAACP, do you think, Patrick?
Oh, it was huge because it's showing a sea change within the NAACP, which has been very, very reluctant to change for many, many years.
Sea change in what sense?
A sea change. And first of all, Ben Jealous is the 35-year-old leader of the NAACP. And that type of message about personal responsibility, I mean, it just wouldn't have been heard 10 years ago. Bruce Gordon, who is a telecommunications executive, was trying to move the needle forward with the NAACP just 2 years ago and sadly resigned after, you know, a real rocky, I think even less than a year leadership role there. Because some people in the NAACP just aren't ready for that type of message. And what we're seeing with Barack Obama and Patrick Duvall and Cory Booker and some younger African-American leaders, Hal Ford, is that the baby boom African-American message that was carried by Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton, that's out of lockstep with what I really believe is a silent majority within the African-American community who are demanding more in terms of our leaders.
So essentially you're talking about two things here. One is a generational shift in terms of what the new national black leadership looks like, and two, just the specifics of the parallels between Ben Jealous, who was a 35-year-old now leading the NAACP, and there was some real tension among the board members in giving him that job, some of the similar kind of pushback that Barack Obama has seen and felt from older African-American leaders.
That's correct, Adora, but the NAACP, in all fairness, has always had a contentious board, you know, from its very founding in 1909. I mean, people should read the new Ida B. Wells book by Paula Giddings, where Ida B. Wells Barnett walked away from the NAACP even before it could get started. You know, so it's always had that rocky history, and anytime you have 64 people on a board, you know, coming together to try to make decisions, you're going to have some rocky moments.
And how relevant is the NAACP, do you think, today?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How relevant do you think the NAACP is today to the African-American community?
Well, it's an important voice, you know, because there's not been a rival organization that, you know, has had the, you know, leadership and effectiveness that the NAACP has had. I mean, so many of our great leaders have come from the NAACP, and Ben Jealous is actually a step in the right direction towards the future. There are debates about how many people are, you know, registered with the NAACP, whether it's 350,000, whether it's 500,000, but it still very much means something to have that NAACP card.
Patrick, how much of this conversation, which it sounds like is to a certain extent internal within the black community, relevant to the broad national debate that's going on with all groups in the United States, is there a tension between the internal, external, or is it really, you know, immaterial at this point?
Well, I think it's more internal, external, but I have to say to you that Bill Cosby 2 years ago went on a tour and talked about personal responsibility within the African-American community and was, you know, was booed, I mean, which would never happen to America's father. At the Essence Music Festival over the 4th of July, he gave that same type of message and had a standing ovation of 6,000 people. I think that what African-Americans are doing is looking inwardly and making some, we're realizing now that some of the choices that we've made over several generations
right.
are not working.
Great
Patrick,
stuff.
Patrick Henry Bass, thank
Great
you.
Thank Thanks,
you.
Patrick.
Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine and our friend, a takeaway contributor.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.